This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 440 for Friday, June 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were mostly higher on Friday, with only the lightly traded July contract posting losses as the old new crop spread narrowed in. July down $36.50 at $750.60 per ton. November, it's up $24.60 at $691. Chart-based buying on Idea's yesterday's sell-off was overdone contributed to the gains as November canola bounced off its 100-day moving average. Tight old crop supplies and persistent dryness concerns for the new crop across much of the prairies remained supportive. Sharp losses in the Canadian dollar over the past week, which has lost about 2 cents, was also supportive, as that should boost crush margins and make exports more attractive to global buyers. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all posting solid gains, correcting to end the week after posting large losses yesterday. Soybeans up 60 cents in the July contract at $13.13 per bushel. The fund selling that had weighed on prices yesterday had exhausted itself by Friday, with attention back on Midwestern weather and uncertain crop prospects. While there is some rain in the forecasts, roughly 36% of the U.S. soybean crop is thought to be in some state of drought, according to the USDA. That's up from 31% a week ago. A 24-hour strike by port workers in Argentina was a bit supportive as well, slowing export movement from that country. Corn, it's also correcting from yesterday's losses on ideas that they were overdone. The September contract up 29 cents at $5.77 per bushel. Positioning ahead of the weekend and the likelihood of shifting weather forecasts by the time activity resumes next week was a feature. Ongoing concerns over the state of Brazil's crop were a bit supportive as well, although harvest results out of Argentina have been beating expectations, with about 42% of that country's corn harvest complete. Wheat futures, they are up across the board, recovering most of yesterday's losses. Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents in the September contract at $7.67 per bushel. Kansas City 21 cents higher in September at $6.15 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 22 cents in September at $6.65 per bushel. Dryness concerns in the U.S. spring wheat growing regions remained supportive, although relatively ample world wheat supplies did keep a lid on the upside. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 18th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.